Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. My name is Nick, and we are now into a new week. Today is December the 19th. It's a Sunday. And so we are going to now move into a new translation to read through for this week. So we'll be reading from the God's Word translation. Matthew chapter 19. Let's dive right in. When Jesus finished speaking, he left Galilee and traveled along the other side of the Jordan River to the territory of Judea. Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Some Pharisees came to test him. They asked, "Can a man divorce his wife for any reason?" Jesus answered, "Haven't you read that the Creator made them male and female in the beginning? And that he said, that's why a man will leave his father and mother and will remain united with his wife, and the two will be one. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, don't let anyone separate what God has joined together." The Pharisees asked him, "Why then did Moses order a man to give his wife a written notice to divorce her?" Jesus answered them, "Moses allowed you to divorce your wives because you're heartless. It was never this way in the beginning. I can guarantee you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason other than her unfaithfulness is committing adultery if he marries another woman." The disciples said to him, "If that's the only reason a man can use to divorce his wife, it's better not to get married." He answered them, "Not everyone can do what you suggest. Only those who have that gift can. For example, some men are celibate because they were born that way. Others are celibate because they were castrated. Still others have decided to be celibate because of the kingdom of heaven. If anyone can do what you've suggested, then he should do it." Then some people brought little children to Jesus to have him bless them and pray for them. But the disciples told the people not to do that. Jesus said, "Don't stop the children from coming to me. Children like these are part of the kingdom of God." After he blessed them, he went away from there. Then a man came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good deed should I do to gain eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you want to enter into life, obey the commandments." "Which commandments?" the man asked. Jesus said, "Never murder, never commit adultery, never steal, never give false testimony, honor your father and mother, love your neighbor as you love yourself." The young man replied, "I have obeyed all these commandments. What else do I need to do?" Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, sell what you own, give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he owned a lot of property. Jesus said to his disciples, "I can guarantee you this truth. It will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. I can guarantee again that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." He amazed his disciples more than ever when they heard this. "Then who can be saved?" they asked. Jesus looked at them and said, "It is impossible for people to save themselves, but everything is possible for God." Then Peter replied to him, "Look, we've given up everything to follow you. What will we get out of it?" Jesus said to them, "I can guarantee you this truth. When the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne in the world to come, you, my followers, will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who gave up homes, brothers or sisters, father, mother, children or fields because of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. However, many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first." My takeaway from this chapter is that the way things are is not the way they're meant to be. Take divorce, for example. Jesus says, yes, that's the way that it is, but that's not the way that it was meant to be. That a man and a wife are to become one and not to be separated. That's the way that it's meant to be from the beginning. They were to come together and be one. And then children are to be seen and not heard. They are not really to be brought to Jesus. But Jesus says, no, that's the way that it may be, but that's not the way it's supposed to be. Bring the children to me, and he blessed them. And then the rich, they got an automatic ticket into God's kingdom. That's the way that it seems to be. But the way that it should be is that it's not about being rich in this world, but being rich towards God. That's the way it's meant to be. It's just interesting how Jesus takes this is what is, but this is how it's supposed to be. So Jesus takes our idea of the way the world is, or the way the world should be or operates, and he says, no, that's not the way that it should be. It was meant to be from the beginning, but it's this way. And so we are called to follow Jesus' way, to give up everything for his kingdom. And when we do that, we gain so much more back. God is such a giving and gracious God, but he doesn't do things the way that we think they should be done. He does them his way, and his way is the best way. And we need to follow that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you that the way things are isn't the way that they're meant to be. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys for joining me in the podcast. I can't wait to see you again tomorrow.